WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
We know from science and medicine that vaccination is one of the best ways to prevent or mitigate disease from the COVID-19 virus. Do we need a booster shot? I recently spoke with Dr. Eddie Hoover, UK Center for Clinical and Translational Science Clinical Research Manager and Vaccine Clinic Manager, about a new study at UK looking at whether we need a COVID-19 vaccine booster. Eddie, I really appreciate you talking with me today. I was excited to learn through a press release that the University of Kentucky is going to be part of a national trial assessing doses of a COVID-19 booster. And there's a lot of information out there right now about whether or not we might need to get a booster shot at some point. Can you tell me a little bit about the study?
Sure, absolutely, and thank you for having me on your show to discuss this. So, yes, at this point in time, we at UK are chosen as one of 15 sites in the United States, possibly even the world. As far as my knowledge, I think UK is probably the only university site that's open. There are a lot of other research centers, private research centers, that are actually conducting this trial. But this trial looks at the dosing of a booster for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's currently in phase two. We're looking to start tomorrow once we get all our ducks in a row. And it basically takes two cohorts, so people that received our Johnson & Johnson vaccine from our Ensemble 1 trial, which was done last year, where UK was number one in the world in enrolling. Not just in America, but in the world. We enrolled a total of 429 here at UK, and a total of, we had subsites. We had two subsites, Norton and Baptist. We had about 890. So the first cohort will be taken from people from the initial Ensemble 1 trial, and the second cohort will be taken from people that received both doses of Pfizer, and they both cohorts have to have had their last shot or their one shot done not more than 6 months ago. So ideally, you know, we're looking for people that have received the Pfizer vaccine from February and received both and completed their series back in February. This trial will last about a year as of right now. There are about 3 to 4 visits that occur here on site. There are a few blood draws, and they'll be randomized into 4 different groups, and those 4 different groups are randomized from a software that we use. And in those 4 different groups, we look at different parameters, or the sponsor looks at different parameters in the blood, and they look at the not just the antibody response, but other immunological responses to this booster shot or booster dosage shot, to see what kind of immune response we mount from injecting with this booster dose.
Well, you anticipated my question. I was going to ask, of course, as a laboratory physician, you know, I was running through my mind was what sort of parameters would be looked at. And of course, the first thing that popped in there would be an antibody response. That is such a real coup for UK to be able to be a part of this study. Do you think it's just emblematic of where we are as a university and an institution in making sure that folks know that we're capable of doing these kind of studies?
Absolutely. I think it came as a shock, not just to us, but it came as a shock to the world that UK was able to enroll so many people. But even to be, from our success of the first trial, we were able to join the second trial, which is Ensemble 2, which was a 2-dose trial, which is one dose on the day of, screening them and randomizing them, and then receiving a second dose after a month. But to be a part of this trial, where we're only one amongst 15 sites. And the other part about this trial is that we will be conducting our own PBMCs here with Dr. Woodward and his lab associates here at UK too. And that's, I think, one of the successes we have here is that we're able to do these special labs that not all 15 sites have. And it kind of shows us our status of how, you know, UK in central, the area of the United States that we're currently living in, have such capabilities, and we have such a draw to bring people through camaraderie to find a reason to come in and be a part of this trial, to understand and to make a final judgment as far as, will these vaccines work, and how do they work, and how do we judge the adverse events and get this information out there so we can get more people protected?
Well, and really it's through your work and Dr. Greenberg, Dr. Woodward, other colleagues. Really, it's a village of physicians, scientists, nurses, other healthcare professionals that's affecting the health not only of the Commonwealth but the world.
Absolutely. And another thing I want to add, Greg, is that my team that we've assembled, my boss, our director, Linda Rice, and our current director, Dorothy Ross, and Dr. Greenberg, this team was assembled very last minute last year for the ensemble trial. And we have my background, which is I'm a healthcare professional, and I have other people in my group that have heard the call and mounted it with backgrounds in research. Some have backgrounds in art. Some people are educational people. Some people have this is their first job, but they have realized that this is something so important right now, and they've heeded that, and it shows in our work, and it shows us how great it is.
Absolutely. And Eddie, before we part, is there anything else that you would want our listeners to know?
Yeah, absolutely. We're located in Pav H, in Pavilion H, right next to the gift shop. I want to thank all the people that have participated in our trial and showed interest in it. And, we really appreciate it. And, we're happy to do whatever we can do to get this illness and virus controlled and preventing less death, less sickness, and bringing us back to our normal life, I just want to express that gratitude to everybody that have been a part of our trial, that works here, and especially UK itself to allow us to do the things that we do.
My thanks today to Dr. Eddie Hoover, UK Center for Clinical and Translational Science Clinical Research Manager and Vaccine Clinic Manager, for talking with us about the new study at UK to determine whether or not we need a vaccine booster for the COVID-19 virus. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.